Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day, another flood warning. Remember when California was a desert?
I don't recall. I'm proud to report that my current Instagram feed consists of almost exclusively architecture and cats.
Ah, at least it isn't people wishing each other a happy Valentine's Day, because boy, do I hate Instagram in February.
Thank God it's March. That feeling when you receive an award with 3 different typos engraved in it.
Have such a good day. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Sarah Lane, what is up? Are you staying right
Heather
on there?
Oh, Frank, what isn't up?
And what's up with y'all out there? Are you guys faring okay in this? There's some wild weather happening around the globe right now, not just here on the
Indeed
old West Coast.
We're both on the West Coast, so everything is. Sorry, Heather. I was tip tapping on your toes just there.
Tip tapping. I know how much you like to tip and tap.
I like a tippy tap.
You're a tippy tapper. Yeah. Well, speaking of tipping and tapping, Have Such a Good Day is on the air right now, and we're so happy to have you. It is the show that likes to unpack absurdities of everyday life for your entertainment and ours. It kind of perks us up throughout the week. Sarah and I, we try to record at the top of the week just to kind of like set the tone and have a little fun, have a little laugh, a little hoot. And usually it works. I would say by the time we're finished recording and chatting to an invisible audience, that is you, we feel pretty good. We feel like we could conquer the world. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I mean, not to be like too dramatic, but there are times where I roll into the show just being like, I'm not having such a great week, to be honest.
Yeah, no.
Or a great day, or a great month, yeah. Or a great year. And I walk out of here feeling a little bit better, feeling like, you know, Heather and I just, you know, we sort of pound out some of the stuff, we talk it through, we have some fun, and I leave with a smile on my face. So we can only hope the same goes for y'all, and we're happy to have you with us.
And exactly, and it's not like we're like getting super heavy on everything all the time. Sometimes we just like to talk about what we're eating, and you know, maybe that's the therapy that we need for that week. So excuse our yakking about cottage cheese, but you know what? It was therapy for us. So,
well, I will say we did have, you know, and Heather's referring to my cottage cheese adventure. You know, a couple people, not just one of you, you know, but a couple people were like, really? Eggs and cottage cheese? How strange. I'm telling y'all, it's great. I'm also going to tell you about something that I made last night, and it was quite late. It was like way past dinner. I mean, yeah. By 10 p.m., I'm either, you know, watching a show, you know, or maybe even like trying to like go to bed early, or, you know, 10 p.m. is I'm getting comfy no matter, you know, what's going on. But I had snacked throughout the day, had a late lunch kind of thing, you know, to the point where you're sort of like, do I just skip dinner? Because at like 8 p.m. is usually the point where I'm like, if I'm not making dinner at this point,
yeah,
it's kind of over for me.
But then you might get hungry.
I don't like to eat
to bed
too late
and
then
don't
go to sleep. And
yeah,
exactly. But I am, you know, I was tired, but I was also kind of hungry, and I was like, if I go to bed now without dinner, I'm going to wake up famished and like possibly weird for this show, among other things. So I made myself, I had some pasta, like nothing crazy, just like regular, you know, regular pasta. And I had some eggs and I had some kimchi. So I was like,
wait. So you had like some spaghetti or fusilli, or
yeah,
did you have
no,
the eggs
it was like
on
linguine.
The side?
What I did was, well, I didn't really scramble them.
That is an interesting meal.
This was Heather, you know, it was late. I didn't really think about
this. You got your protein
this.
Though. You got your grains.
Too far.
You got your dairy.
In advance. But I as I was boiling my pasta, which is, yeah, like linguine, but like spaghetti noodles, basically.
Yeah.
I fried a couple eggs, but then like I like killed the yolks. So they're kind of running all over each other. So they weren't really scrambled, but like they weren't really fried either.
Yeah.
And then I threw a bunch of kimchi, like cabbage beet kimchi into it right at the end and seasoned slightly. And boy, was that tasty. In fact, I had a few leftovers this morning because you always make more.
That's a good
pasta
breakfast.
Than you think. Yeah.
Look,
well, it was a good dinner, Sarah, and a good breakfast.
Look, I like your creations. I am not judging. I think that it gets a little weird when there's too many cuisines mixed in. I knew someone at some point in my lifetime who would make, you know, a dinner and have people come over, and it would be like, you know, she would get all excited about the menu and she would make Italian food, but have sushi also on the side. And I just don't I don't really like, it's almost like, it's almost how you I feel about like weird feng shui, you know, it's like weird, like yes. It just does not mesh to me.
It's like it you walk into a nice house and you're like, everything in here is just great, off. But like the couch is in the wrong place.
The vibes are off. Exactly.
Like the feng shui is not right here.
That's the same how I feel when you mix too many, it's like mixing metaphors. It's like mixing too many cuisines. It's just
mixing food metaphors that you're about to eat.
Yes. I can't. It almost upsets my stomach. You know, it's like I can't have sushi and pasta at the same sitting. Anyway, okay, we digress yet again. Sarah, how's your week been? I know it's been a muddy, rainy, not as cold as it was, not as snowy, but it's quite wet.
Yeah,
where I am.
Quite wet. Oh my gosh, Heath, you have nailed that one. So anybody who's living on the West Coast. The wet coast. That's what we call it now. You know, you already know this, so, you know, bear with us. But for anybody who isn't, maybe you've seen things on the news and maybe you're having crazy weather of your own. So, you know, I know that things are crazy all over the world.
Like back east is pretty bad right now, too.
Indeed. You know, and there are other places that are like super hot and droughty and, you know, it just depends on where you are and what you're doing. But in our neck of the woods, it is very wet. And, you know, the winter is a wet season. And we've talked about this on the show many times. This is unprecedented wet weather. Even for me. And, you know, I'm 46 years old, y'all. You know, I've been through some winters.
Yes, you have.
In various parts of the world. It is wet. So, and I've mentioned before that, you know, in my little treehouse, I've got a skylight right above my bed. And it's, you know, it's sort of a low ceiling. So the skylight isn't very far above me. I love that skylight. I mean, besides the fact that I'm sometimes a little scared that a zombie will like try to attack me from atop the skylight. And I will open my eyes and I'll see the zombie and we'll have to like look at each other and like decide what happens next.
Is this like a cordyceps zombie? What type of zombie are you talking
kind
about specifically?
Kind of, yeah, because Last of Us. Oh, by the way, I'm so sad it's over. I don't want to wait.
I haven't finished
but that,
it yet.
You know, we'll talk about that later. But besides that, I love the skylight. And mm-hmm. I love, you know, when it's rainy, it's like, I don't know, like the, you know, you hear the pitter patter and you mm-hmm. can see it, you know, if you look up at the skylight. But once it's time for bed, it's like, oh, this is so nice. It's like ASMR or
it's sort of soothing. You know, yeah, it's ASMR.
White noise or yeah. Like whatever it is. I love it. But it was raining so hard last night. It kind of started to pick up after I had already gone to sleep. So, you mm-hmm. know, there I am like earplugs in. Because I was like, well, maybe it'll get loud, maybe not, whatever. Like, let's just do the earplugs. And it was so loud that, like, it woke me up. You know, I got up, you know, had some water, had to pee, et cetera, et cetera. I got back into bed, and then I was like, this rain is cramping.
Like, actually keeping you awake.
My style. Yeah. Yeah. And with earplugs in, you know, I even considered, like, should I put on, like, actual noise canceling headphones and try to
I've done that before. They're kind of uncomfortable, but yeah, like the over the ear ones. I have those at the ready when I travel next to a bed, like if I'm in the city or something. And I do it sometimes, but yeah, it's not very comfortable. You kind of have to sleep on your back.
Yeah, which I'm getting better at these days. You know, I'm trying to that is a conversation for another time. Like, how do you sleep and why? Because I used to sleep squarely on my stomach, like hands above my head, on my stomach.
Like a baby.
Stab me in the back. Don't care. I am asleep. Even like sometimes
you're very
like
vulnerable.
My face would be
I don't
in
know.
The pillow. I know.
Yeah, that's that feels
and
very
now
vulnerable to me.
I'm more of a sleeping on the back fan. But
I want to be ready to attack if I have to. So I'm like, I'm on my right side or I'm on my left side. I can just like jump out the side of the covers at a moment's notice. But Sarah, I have to say just one quick thing about the weather, and we will not, I know we talk ad nauseum about the weather. We should just be a weather show. I mean, a weather food show.
Yeah, I know. Hire us, meteorology people. We're really good at those.
We're really good. We're probably better than real meteorologists. But anyway, it's super rainforesty here. Like, it went from snowy, like I felt like I lived in Lake Tahoe. Like, it was just like weirdly, like you said, unprecedented cold, where it doesn't usually snow a lot up here, but it snowed a lot. Yeah. People were definitely buried, like their houses were buried in the snow not that far from here, a little further east. And it warmed up. So it's like, it's quite humid now and it's very rainforesty. Yeah. I walked out the other day and it's like that misty rain that's like just warm and very, it's like a lot of rain, but it's not, it's hard to explain. It's almost like a monsoon and like all the frogs are croaking like crazy, which I think they were really cold before because you didn't hear them, or maybe they died because it was too cold. But it's kind of tropical and I kind of like it because it is really technically a rainforest up here. But you don't always, there's just these reminders at certain times of the year where you're like, oh yeah, it's really humid up here generally. And then the fat quail are starting to emerge, which gives me hope because I think I don't know what their deal is, but like, I think they kind of go away for the winter. They hibernate, whatever they do. Same with like the bunny rabbits and like the little ground squirrels. And then they start coming out when there's like a hint of spring. Anyway, I'm enjoying the current weather system, for the record.
Well, I wish I could say the same. I'm kind of over it. However, yesterday I had to work, but I also had a really productive day. Like, our gate was stuck open. It's like the main driveway gate.
Yeah.
Where if it's stuck open, like, nobody's life is ruined, but it just bothers me. You know, it's like, it's like a thing that I need to fix. Like, if the gate is open, I feel like, oh, I'm so vulnerable to the world, which is so silly because I never had a driveway gate before this exact one. But
the cordyceps can get in. I get it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They're not going to know how to climb over the gate. They actually would. But fixed the gate, did a lot of laundry and took the garbage out. Like, I've got an ant problem. I've talked about this on the last few episodes. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. So I've got like ant traps in my house.
I'm telling you, it's the rain.
It's 100%.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it this bad. I mean, I've never actually I just sort of like sprayed them here and there and was just like, go somewhere else, please. Mm-hmm. There's a colony happening.
Wow.
It was horrible. Oh God. Ugh. Sorry, ants. Just please.
You should really watch the sci-fi movie Phase 4.
Think so, because it's going to be about ants, Heather.
It's about ants taking over the world.
It's already about ants. But just on the subject of rain before we move on. So Otis the dog, I have mentioned, I'm sure, that he is not crazy about the rain. In fact, he'll be like scratching at the door in the morning sometimes to be like, I have to pee, help. And I'll be like, okay, Oat, you're not going to like this. And I open the door and he looks at me and he's like, nope, I can hold it for like another 48 hours. I don't want to go out there. I hate it. And sometimes we just, we have to like walk or run around at the very least, like he has to like go pee on a tree. Like, he's an animal like the rest of us, but he doesn't have a toilet that he can use indoors. So I have this... it's actually really cute. It's this rain poncho, a camo rain poncho that, it helps kind of, but like it doesn't really help his face or his tail or his feet, but it does help, most of his body. And he's a big
little doggy galoshes.
Well, we tried that. They lasted about 30 minutes. We won't be doing that again, but, but the poncho, he's used to. Like, when I put it on him, he kind of looks at me and he's like, oh, God, all right, this is what's happening. And it does help, but, like, he'll shake when he comes back inside no matter what. And, like, he's not really dry. It's just that a lot of his body is dry. But the worst parts, like feet and head and tail, are still, out to the elements. Anyway, because we've had so much rain recently, I just stopped even trying with the poncho. I was just like, you know what? We're going to go. We're going to go. I won't even wear my, you know, windbreaker / raincoat either. Like, let's just get wet. You know, I am wearing galoshes because I can't handle wet feet on myself. But, you know, poor Otis is like, you know, he looks at me and he's like, all right, let's do it. And we went to the park yesterday because he hadn't been out in a couple days because just the rain has been, you know, torrential. And I mean, it was, I'm not even kidding, like half a foot of water in the whole place. Like mm-hmm. it was just, it wasn't even mud. It was just straight up swamp.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's what it's like, you know, up here.
Yeah. And, you know, he kind of was like, I don't want to play. And I'm like, well, you have to play, you know, throwing the ball. And eventually he was like, you could see him just being like, I'm going to give up. I'm going to be really dirty and really wet and I don't care anymore. And I was like, you and me both, brother man. And we did have fun. I mean, we were disgusting. We were covered in mud when we came home.
That's so fun, though.
Yeah, kind of. Like,
if you get into it, you got to get into it.
You know, I'll take a shower later. Like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, as long as, like, my iPhone isn't, like, dropping in a puddle, what do I really care if I'm wet? So.
Yeah, it's like, anyway, I actually remember.
It worked out okay.
I remember in high school, like, playing, like, mud football, like, Powder Puff or whatever. And, it was fun. And playing, like, muddy soccer was so fun. But, I mean, I was a kid. I think that if I were to, I'd have to be out there for a little while to get used to it and then I could get into it. But yeah, I don't normally just want to jump out there because right now I'm watching my whole property turn into a mud pit because we did that huge water project that they just wrapped up yesterday and they had to trench. So they had to create all of these trenches. So when you, if you did an aerial view, like some kind of drone view of my property, you would see these lines that are no longer grass, but they're like mud. Because they had to dig into the ground. And so it's kind of hard to explain, but it's a total eyesore right now. And because they did that, and in the middle of winter, we have like, I mean, I'm watching these huge, like these puddles get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, wow, we're gonna have a lot of work to do when the season changes. But yeah, so switching gears a little bit, I went to this regional event for the Oscars this past weekend, and you know, we just had the Oscars, the big Oscars celebration, which I watched bits and pieces of. I went out to a theater that was a kind of a local Art Deco movie theater, a really cool place. I had never been there, didn't even know it existed. Really, like, you know, that kind of old cool carpet with like a horse print, and it's just like just really unique colors and neat lighting, and you know, definitely from a different era. And it was an event that was put on by the local film commission, and they live broadcasted, you know, the Oscars on the movie screen, so you could sit in the theater and watch it. And it was pretty cool. That was quite a big turnout. People were all gussied up, drinking like champagne and wearing their like, you know, gowns. It was kind of funny. I ended up wearing, I dressed up, but I wore jeans, but I had like sparkly shoes and, you know, a blazer. I mean, I was like sharp cash, I guess.
Heather, that's so you.
Like, I know.
I was still in jeans, but like sparkly shoes and also a blazer.
And like a feathery sweater. I dressed up, but I like dressed down at the same time. It was funny too.
A feathery sweater and a blazer? You're a wild woman.
I am a wild woman. I had some crazy earrings on too, by the way. But it was funny because it was dressed up for us for up here. I think up here is pretty cash. And, you know, if I were to have gone to the Oscars, the real Oscars, I would have taken it up a notch. But it was funny because you enter and it's like full on, like, you know, red carpet, step and repeat, you know, where they take your picture against a backdrop and they have like someone with a microphone. It was very cute. It was a very cute, kind of a cutesy regional party. And I actually liked it more than I thought. And the guy who had the mic, when, you know, you walk up and he's like, who are you wearing? And he's like a funny you know, he's like a funny guy. He's kind of a, thinks he's a comedian, you know, and we're like, Levi's, and, you know, because we're like kind of casual. Yeah. And yes. It was just one of those, it was
North
just a
Face,
quirky night.
It's kind of old.
Yeah, it was just like one of those things. But, and it was also pouring rain. And so I received this silly award that I mentioned last week, and it was just like a, you know, recognition for doing a film up here. And
cool.
They like took my picture and like put it up on the screen and, you know, did a little, like, it was like a little interstitial commercial thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it was like neat to like watch it play out, whatever. But I was like, I thought of you, Sarah, because I know, like, the first person I think of when I come across, like when I feel like a real grammar Nazi is you, because you and I learned like the foundation of our television experience, other than like college, was Tech TV, the early broadcast television.
It was.
And G4.
It was.
And we learned.
But we also, I mean, I feel like we came into it as like, you know, we do crossword puzzles.
Yeah,
our
we were in it,
you know,
to win it.
Had corrected our grammar for some time. Like,
we wanted
to
be
like,
right.
Yeah, I mean, at 20 years old, I was real dumb, but I was a pretty good grammar Nazi.
Yeah, exactly.
And to this day,
I know you are. You're definitely. I really wish I could have like had a. I would have had a guffaw with you, because I noticed, and a lot of people don't notice these things. They're like, you're crazy. I didn't even see that. What do you know? Like, where it's like, oh man, that's like totally
glaring for me. It is
blinking
red to me.
Blinking red.
It's like basically like it's like blood is coming out of a typo, where I'm like, totally.
How
do
you not see that?
Yes,
oh my
god,
it's so glaring. And it's funny because the invitation had all these typos on it, and it was like, it was like it was almost like a press release kind of invitation, and it went out on Facebook and it went out on, you know, other social platforms. And, you know, not calling anyone out here, because look, I don't even know, these could have been interns writing this thing up, who knows how, you know, I don't think these are fancy jobs or anything. So they probably just like scrambled to put this together. But yeah, it was just like funny things that I'm like, oh God, you're a contraction. Like, you know, stuff like that where just was. So I went into it kind of maybe looking for errors. So, and I don't want to sound judgmental. Okay. But I think I do blame the early days of just, you know, trying to just do a good job and never making a mistake, because being in I think live television is a huge part of it too, because you know, you cannot get, you know, if you wrote something wrong on a chyron on a lower third, I mean, you would never hear the end of it. You may get fired. I mean, it's like,
and for anybody
really,
who's like, what's that mean? It's like, you know,
the text
if you're
on the
watching
screen.
Cable news, CNN, you know, and Joe Biden is on the screen, you might see the lower third, which is what we're talking about, is on the bottom of the screen saying like, the president speaks to the U.S.
Like the title,
like
the
that
name.
Is, like somebody's like job is like typing all that stuff in.
Yeah.
And usually they have a producer telling them what to do, you know, kind of depends on the production.
And you have a chyron like, operator correcting things too.
Yeah.
I mean,
you mess
it,
that
it
up,
goes many layers.
It's big.
But so I don't know how many layers it went for this, but there was actually quite a few mistakes that I caught, even on like the little interstitial with my info. And then on, I got like a statuette. Like it was just like a, you know, it was like the size of an Oscar, but it was obviously not like made of gold or
it wasn't actually an Oscar, Heather. Or,
no,
like, actually, get out
not
of town.
An Oscar. But but it was cute. It was very cute. And it, you know, it had some, you know, my name etched in it, which was spelled correctly, but there were some other things that were a little bit, you know, incorrect. But it was the thought that counts, and it was, we had a good time. It was fun and sweet. We did an Oscar pool, me and my dude. We did a really fun little Oscar pool, and we just kind of wrote out all the, you know. In fact, I thought for a second to do it with our Discorders, but I think I got like really busy, and I got
I wish
and I spaced
we had
out.
Done that too.
I know Discorders. We should have done that.
Sorry for
failing
you. It
was a missed opportunity, Sarah.
On, so this was Sunday, Oscar Sunday, as we know it in the U.S. And Heather mentioned something about a pool, and I was like, oh, I didn't do that this year. Because I actually have a group of friends who I usually do that with.
Uh-huh.
And just, but like, I'm never really the one who organizes. And so I hadn't thought about it until you said that, and I was like, eh, whatever.
But well, it was funny because it wasn't even that much variety. I mean, it was a lot of like everything everywhere. It was a lot of kind of the same movies. I mean, obviously
everything,
there was
everywhere all the time. Yeah,
everything
I
everywhere.
Have to think of that
all at once. EEAAO. Yeah. That's what I call it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, speaking of the Oscars, so. Any of you didn't watch it, so I don't want to like go on and on about something that you either just didn't see or don't care about. But it was fun. I was watching with a friend, and we were watching live, but we were also like kind of like some of the musical numbers, like, we don't really care about this, you know?
I usually step away and get a snack at that point.
Yeah, step away, get a snack, do a pee break. Somebody hungry, wants some more Triscuits type thing.
Yeah.
Or you kind of like, you know, pause and then say like, well, later we can, you know, go through the commercials, right? Because we were watching on YouTube TV, which, you can do things like that. I mean, I guess you can do pretty much with any cable network at this point. But, we were having fun, but there were so many like strange moments in the show, and I'm not saying like strange in a bad way, because like I'm an award show person. I will watch any award show you give me. I don't even care if I've seen a movie or a TV show or some sort of theater production or I don't know, Directors Guild, Screen Actors. I watch all of them because I love the pre-show. I like the show itself, but I love the red carpet special. And I mean, if you like the Oscars, you throw on E at noon and you've got 5 hours of commentary
on various
things that people are wearing or might wear or might do or might not do. It's all just a bunch of filler. And
it's cheesy,
great.
But entertaining.
Horrible. Yeah, I mean, it's horrible, but it's entertaining. And at one point, the person who had the charge of the remote was like, well, we can like come, like the show doesn't start for like an hour. And I was like, no, you give
do not
this
touch
to me.
The remote.
Once a year.
Step off.
I will comment on Kate Blanchett's choice of dress. We are not, you keep it here, please. And
did he back off? Or
which was
he
fine.
Or she?
He or she, yeah, right. They did.
They
were like, all right. This is important to you. It's fine. And I know it's silly. It's like somebody like giving you like a big bowl of candy. And you're like, I don't usually do this. But once a year, I'm going to eat this entire bowl of candy. Everybody ready? Because it's going to get weird. And that's what I love about the Oscars. That said, Heather, I had not seen really any of the movies that were nominated. I mean, I tried to watch a couple of them, fell asleep. Tar, for example. Oh, my God, that movie's like 10 hours long. Like, who can stay awake? I tried to watch it like
the
three different times.
Was challenging.
And I could not stay awake. Not saying it wasn't a good movie. And, if you want to come fight me, please do. But there was that Everything Everywhere. I haven't even seen that movie.
Oh, it's great. You got to watch that.
I know. And everybody, I have no excuse. I was just busy watching Married at
First Sight.
I would
watch it just for Jamie Lee Curtis, if you're a fan of hers. Because she plays this like frumpy, like she's so good in this role that you've like probably never seen her in. Because she's never really been like, she's been like a sexy tomboy kind of role. And she's been in a lot of horror movies. She's done a lot of these sort of
She was the original Halloween lady.
Yeah, totally.
Well,
and she's
not even lady.
Cute.
She was, a teenager.
Yeah, she's in a great, I actually hadn't seen it. I watched it last night. I loved it. I mean, it had its flaws, but the Catherine Bigelow, Blue Steel, 1990, she plays a New York cop. And she's so cute. She has like short, shaggy hair. She's very boyish, but like still feminine and very Jamie Lee Curtis, super, super cute. And it's a great movie. It's kind of a thriller. I highly recommend it. I kind of went went deep. I listened to some commentary after because it's really good film theory on it. But Jamie Lee Curtis is a great, just even that, just to watch her, because the other actors, I mean, they obviously they won too, and like Key and Michelle Yeoh. I mean, they're all just wonderful to watch. It's so entertaining. And the filmmakers are so young. It's kind of amazing. I would love to interview them because, God, it's just, they're so creative. I mean, this original script, and I'm kind of blown away.
I love, like, where you go with this.
You're know.
I would love to interview them, and I'm like, are you going to pay me to interview them? Otherwise, no, thank
no,
you.
No, I'm just, I want like to get into their brains, I think. For me, I just want to get into their brains. I'm like, they made this movie. How did they do this? I mean, when you watch the movie, we'll talk, because it's so, there is so much incredible action and creativity in this movie. You're like, it, you know, being a producer, I always try to step back and go, how did they make this? Even though I am a producer and I could figure it out, like, how do you actually piece this together? What was the stage like? What were the special effects? When did you insert special effects? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it's fascinating to just watch such young filmmakers, you know, create such a feat of filmmaking. I don't know. I just think it's, you know, it's not always a year that I'm excited about in terms of Oscars. Like sometimes it just kind of comes and goes, and I might be really interested in a couple categories, but I really did think that this movie really deserved the awards it got. So,
well, I look forward to seeing it. I feel a little bit silly that we're talking about the Oscars without me seeing what won Best Picture, but I know I will like it.
Yeah.
I also just, I love a good spectacle. And, you know, it is not lost on me that a bunch of people working in an industry, you know, who are overpaid, you know, sometimes overworked, you know, but certainly overpaid, not unlike sporting industries, you know, sort of patting each other on the back can be pretty off-putting to a lot of people. I get that. It doesn't have to be for you. It is for me. Like, you tell me what dress you're wearing, and I cannot wait for the person who is interviewing you to be like, so who are you wearing? And like, who are you so excited to see tonight? You're nominated for XXX award. You know, what do you think about your fellow nominees?
Well, maybe not
XXX.
Like,
XXX meaning I'm not going to like. You know.
I know what you mean.
Just dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like, it's so syrupy and
it is syrupy.
So dumb.
It is.
But like, I don't know.
I get like a little like not jelly, but like when I see the after like the parties and you see photographs, like professional photographs taken at these after parties, like the Vanity Fair party. And it's like, it looks so fun. They have some great DJ or some great band and they're dancing and they're all like wearing sparkly fun things.
I don't know,
Heather.
I mean,
fun.
I agree that it's a little bit more of like, okay, we're done with the show. You know, the person who won and everybody else is, you know, hanging out and seen and being seen. Right.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I feel like if I were, who am I going to throw out right now? Jessica Chastain.
Okay.
Who I have no problem with. Like if she's at the after party, like she's probably not like blowing lines in the bathroom kind of thing.
I wouldn't,
you know,
sell her
because
short.
It's like you're still sort of on, right?
Yeah.
Like you still have to like, you know, be photographed and maybe be interviewed and
be professional,
you know, that sort of thing. But you're like still trying to be like, I'm cool, you know, I'm hanging.
You do
I'm
have to watch yourself, night. I'm sure, because there's cameras everywhere. And like you get one bad photo of you doing the wrong thing or doing the wrong dance move. You're right. They're probably really on their toes.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds being a celeb at that scale. I mean, not that we aren't celebs, Heather, because we clearly are. But on that scale.
Who doesn't know about how such a good day?
Right. I mean. Listen, you're with the original celebs, but us aside,
the OG.
You know, to be sort of like on that like Tom Cruise level, like it gives me anxiety.
Me too. I wouldn't want that.
You can kind of see that in the people too, where they're like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be funny? I don't know.
Like where there's a New York Times article, like deconstructing, like there was a New York Times article the other day about Tom Cruise and how like this, the journalist was like writing about how he spent all of his life, like, you know, watching Tom Cruise movies and like he never ages and just kind of deconstructing. What if like somebody did that to you? Like totally deconstructing Sarah Lane, you know, like in a big publication.
I mean, it's happened.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you get a kind of a strange fan at all levels of life.
That's true.
And yeah, it's not really fun because
Your anonymity is very precious, I think. I wouldn't want to walk down the street and just go do my regular errands and have somebody recognize me and kind of bug me. Like, I want to kind of be incog. I want to go in and out. I want to do my thing without feeling like I'm being ogled or gawked at, or I don't know. Like, you want your privacy.
And isn't it funny where, I mean, this has been everything that most people who have achieved a certain amount of fame have all complained about is like, please respect the privacy of me and my family. You know, like maybe something happens, you know, in personal life, or there's a divorce or a baby or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
You know, or an accident, or, you know, I mean, the list goes on. And you kind of go like, well, I mean, you spent your whole life trying to be a celebrity. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that is, neither of those is not true.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who's kind of trying to be, you know, at the height of fame, I don't blame you for that.
Yeah.
And if you get there, then kudos.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I think there are very few of those people who don't regret what they have to now deal with.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you want to leave the house, gonna be a problem. You know, you want to like have like a quiet wedding, helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like
you choose
hell
this lifestyle. Yeah,
right. You choose the lifestyle, but at the same time, your intentions aren't necessarily to be in hell.
No,
it just is something that, you know, and again, everybody's different, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there are
some
a lot of people
like
who
it,
are
I'm
like
sure.
pretty famous who live pretty quiet lifestyles, and you know, to that I say, I applaud you. Like, I don't know where Kate Blanchett lives.
I think Australia.
Her on TMZ.
I think Sydney.
Something like Sydney, that. Yeah. But, you know, and Kate, you know, not trying to, you know,
blow up your
but
spot.
Like, I just love her so much.
Can you imagine us blowing
Even
up Kate Blanchett's spot?
Horrible movie.
Like, in another country across the world. Have such a good day. Releases Kate Blanchett. Blows up her spot.
Yes.
Like, we're responsible
Sorry, y'all.
For it.
We just felt like we needed to tell you where Kate Blanchett lives in a suburb of Sydney. Okay? That's what we're doing. But no, I enjoy the Oscars, Heather. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, that's all I have to say about that.
And I have some photos of, like, you and me having some great times at some great parties with some glittery clothing. And we've had our good times.
Some glittery clothing. It is a strange clothing era. I mean,
Which
I think
era
anybody
was that?
Could say that about, you know, the first 5 years of their 20s. But,
yeah.
Like, there's certain, you know, photos where I'm like, what in the... And everyone just sort of went like, oh, that's what she's wearing.
It's really okay. funny because I still get like sort of flack for when I lived in France. I mean, I was somewhat gothic, but I wasn't like Wednesday Addams or anything. You know, I wouldn't like paint my fingernails black, but I would wear like some velvet and like a blazer. I was kind of artsy.
That's not gothic.
Well,
that's just style.
So my little French like student, my little French friend who's now an adult still kind of like elbows me and goes, you were so goth, you know, when you lived in Paris. And it's like, okay, fine. But she's a very bougie Parisian girl who's super classic and maybe sort of described me as a little more over the top than I really was, which is fine.
Sure.
That's her memory. She was a kid. But yes, the awkward 20s. Now we're in the awkward 40s. So welcome us and welcome all y'all who are experiencing what we call the midlife, which we tend to talk about ad nauseum on the show. But Sarah,
we can't help it, y'all. We can't help it. Heather and I are like, are we really halfway there?
No, we're not.
Dang.
We got to start lying about our age.
We very much are. But who knows? By the time we get to 90.
Speak for yourself.
By the time we get to 90, maybe we'll get to 120. I don't know.
Can you imagine if we're still doing the show? We're like, oh, Sarah, my back hurts today. And we're on episode 555.
Yeah.
Palindrome.
Yeah. Well, your osteoporosis medication, how's that going? Because I cracked a rib.
More like a hip. Actually, so Sarah, I want to hold you to what you said last week, because I think we both often forget what we promised to talk about and unpack the next week.
Okay.
We don't have ton of time to unpack, but I do want to bring back, I want to circle back, if you will.
I will.
We were talking about alt milk, alternative milk, oat milk, almond milk, and your dislike of s'mores. So I never really had the chance to ask you. What is it about s'mores? Is it too sticky and melty? Is it the texture? Is it the is it the taste? What is it exactly that you don't like about s'mores?
Okay, so thank you for asking, Heather. let's unpack this. Let's unpack the s'mores issue, because I don't hate s'mores, but like there is no part of me at any point of the year around any campfire where I'm like, let's do s'mores, but other people do. And especially where I live now, there's a fire pit on the property. And I mean, I wouldn't like, if there was an Airbnb guest and, you know, they're like family, like they're not going to like invite me down for s'mores. But like if the owners, who are my friends, would, you know, they have done that. And I've been like, no, thank you. I mean, like, I'll like come like sit there for a minute, but like, I don't want s'mores.
Yeah. Is it the ritual? Like just like putting the marshmallow on the stick?
No, the ritual is actually like, that's, I love a good ritual.
Okay.
I think when I was a kid, my dad and I, my mom sometimes, but mostly my dad and I would camp a lot, you know, like we, you know, go fishing and, you know, like go to like, I don't know, various lakes and just like weird places. And like, my dad loved a good road trip.
He loved a good weird place.
He did. He really did. And, you know, we'd always, you know, make a fire, you know, pitch a tent and do some s'mores, you know, and he'd always be, you know, be like super excited about it. And I was always like, I like eat the marshmallow, but like, I don't, graham crackers.
Yeah. It's a weird combo when you think about it. When you deconstruct it, it's like, why graham cracker? Why not like a chocolate chip cookie? Or like, why not like another cracker? I love the origin of the s'more.
So like, that's not a problem.
And then it's Hershey's chocolate, which usually it's like a Hershey's bar, which isn't very good chocolate.
Well, but you could make a s'more with any chocolate.
Yeah.
But yes, yes. If you're thinking like bare bones, it's like whatever marshmallows are at Safeway, some Hershey's chocolate.
Kind of nasty.
And, you know, some graham, Nabisco kind of thing. And it's, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's fine. I just feel like it's like, I don't know why we decided this is like a fun thing. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it, but I don't want it either. So anyway, I don't know if that's like a good enough answer for you.
It is. It's good enough. I'm satisfied, Sarah. But are you all satisfied out there? Do you have further questions for Sarah? Please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. And I will say s'more, like, you know, when there's like a s'more flavored dessert, like at a restaurant, they often have like a deconstructed s'more. It's not my first choice. It's not something that I'm like, ooh, yum. Like, I love the taste of s'more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have like those Cool House ice cream sandwiches. I think they have a s'more one. I don't pick that one. But I think for me, I do enjoy the ritual, and I don't mind the taste, and I don't mind putting them together. And I'll enjoy a s'more like, you know, the rest of you out there. But not something that I would go way out of my way for. I'd rather have a Rice Krispie treat. If we're talking marshmallows,
give me
a Rice Krispie treat. Give me a whole plate of Rice Krispie treats. I will eat the whole
Rice
thing
Krispie
in one
treats
sitting.
With chocolate and marshmallow in them. Mm. Let's go. Like, I will run a marathon on that shit. But the
Sarah,
s'mores,
you and I,
like,
one of these days, I'm going to make us some Rice Krispie treats, and we're going to curl up on the couch and watch some trashy TV, and we're going to share an entire dish, half and half. I'll like eat half, or I'll eat 2/3. You can eat a third, it'll be a grand old time. But I do want to mention really quick before we wrap up here. So this isn't much of a, I don't know how much there is here to talk about. But, and I'm sure y'all out there can relate.
That's
and Sarah,
a great lead.
I'm sure that you can relate too. But you know how, you know, we live in a world of technology. There's all kinds of apps that I'm sure we all use every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of them have reminders. They have like, they kind of friendly nudges like, hey, you haven't been here for a few days. Don't lose your spot on this. You're in a winning streak. Don't lose your winning streak kind of thing. And a couple off the top of my head are like the Duolingo language app. There's, the Apple Watch like activity stuff where like you have to close your ring, you know, close the rings. And
sure,
I still can't figure that out, by the way.
I need to close them.
I can't even open them. I don't
just
know how to
keep
open
walking.
Them.
You just keep walking.
I'm actually stuck on the screen where you have to pick the shape of your rings, and I'm a little lost.
Well,
but
In all fairness, for anyone who's like, what is wrong with Heather? She just got an Apple Watch.
I did. So, and like, I'm really good at changing the faces of my watch. Currently, I'm using Metropolitan. I'm really into. But long story short, how do you, I guess you just turn off your notifications. But where do you draw the line? Like, you set up these notifications for you to, you set these goals. It reminds you of said goals. You are the one at fault because you're the one that sets them up in the first place. But then they start nagging you and they're somewhat passive aggressive, you know, and they're like trying to egg you on to get you interested. You know, it's very counterproductive for me. Doesn't really work. So I'm going to turn all those off because for me, when I get like nagged like that, I like want to rebel.
I get you. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, no, yeah, I'm not gonna come on just because you're asking me.
This is Apple Watch specific, but I know what you're talking about. Like where like sometimes I'll get a notification where it's like, well, you didn't close any of your rings yesterday, but today's a new day.
Yes.
So like, let's crush it. Where I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, you're like, don't talk to me like that. And then,
do
or it's
not.
Like, stand up
right
now.
You don't know
right
what I dealt with yesterday?
Like, then you're like, stop yes. It. Like, and they're like, it's time for you to stand up. And it's like, no. And then you feel guilty that you've been laying down for too long. And then I start like going on a guilt spiral. And I'm not right. sure that yeah. these are.
It's time to stand up.
Very
I'm
productive.
Like, you don't know what I'm doing with my
you
life.
You don't know me. Don't think you know me.
I have to do Wordle.
Get
and
off
then
my lawn.
Wordle.
And then
and
Quirtle,
then I'll stand
and then
up.
Cross
so
Wordle,
shut
and
up,
then
Apple
all
Watch.
The Wordles.
Yeah, glad I spent all this money on you.
Well, Sarah, gosh, that was a fast 55 minutes.
It was. It was a fun one. We hope you all had fun too. Just a reminder, we always do this at the end of the show. If you happen to have stumbled upon our show for the first time, or you happen to not be a patron, we always encourage everybody to think about becoming patrons. We're a small, proud village of a show. That is Heather and me.
A village
of two
too.
Of us.
Is that a village?
Takes a
is
village. That... yeah, in does. This case, of two. We plod along because we love the show. We love having the community, and we have a great one. And if you'd like to join the community, please do go to patreon.com/havesuchagooddaywhere you can find out more about your options there. We always plug our Discord because we love our Discorders, and we have a few new ones over the last few weeks. So hello, new folks. And, yeah, it's a great time. So you know, no presh. You can always have the show free. We will not change that. But if you'd like to directly support us, then you get an ad-free version of the show, and you get to talk about Heather's lentil recipe because
and
other
it
people
helps a couple
have been
sisters
trying
out
it in Discord. Yeah.
I actually triggered a whole like barrage of recipes sharing,
who
which
knew?
Is really cute.
Who knew? See,
I know.
This is where
I don't think we've talked about food like this to this extent. I know. It's like a little burgeoning family.
And dude. And thanks to everybody who emails us throughout the week. Sometimes it's just sort of like kind of just like stuff that I think you just want us to hear. And so we don't added onto a subsequent show. Other times it sort of does lend itself to that. So just know that we read everything. We love everything. And all feedback that we get, good, bad, and ugly, is really appreciated because it reminds us that we're not alone.
We don't get a lot of ugly feedback, by the way.
We really don't. No, but, you know, I was trying to be, I don't know, like a Western.
We did recently get a wonderful email from a Steven. I'm not going to blow up your spot. He had a really fun couching idea, and maybe I'll save it for the next episode because he got really creative, really enjoyed his sort of stream of consciousness on helping me come up with more ideas of how to maximize my awesome new couch.
I have to laugh, Heather, because, you know, you're like, what should I do with my new couch? And I'm like,
is it really that hard to figure out?
I have one idea. I mean, it doesn't involve me, but, like, you know, have some fun on that couch.
Oh, yeah.
Break it in.
The problem is these animals are all up in our shit all the time. It's just like we're on the couch, three animals are on the couch. So it just becomes this... I feel like we're on like a little like ship, like out.
Heather, sexy like... time can be a zoo. Okay,
this is
you
true.
You just have
this
to, you know, just think outside the cage.
There you go. There you go. All right, Sarah. On that note,
all right, we are wrapping up episode 182. Thanks to everybody who listened and supports us, and we will be back next week with episode 183. Until then, I will stay Sarah.
I'll stay Heather. Have such a good day.
Have such a good day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.